What? About time you woke up, sleepyhead. Oh, was that loud? Sorry. You sure? Well, if you say so. Let me check.
Just hit 9. Yep, on a dot.
I've been meaning to check the time for like an hour, but I couldn't resist. Plus, I haven't read this one yet. Don't worry, I bookmarked your spot first things first. Egghead. What? Oh, nothing. Just getting enveloped in the story. Well, I wasn't really planning on going home tonight. I thought you could use the company. And it might be raining. Probably should have mentioned that part first. So, how are you feeling? Well, you definitely look better. You mind if I hop in? Cool. Wow, I'm sinking right in. Like, more than my bed does. You even kiss better. Wow, the rain's really picking up. Guess I was right to trust Thunderwing. He can do his job pretty well. Well, when he listens, that is. Oh, don't worry about Tank. I brought him over to Fluttershy's. And he's not too crazy, so he shouldn't be a problem. Hopefully. Yeah, you have now. But Tank can be a real wild card sometimes. Honestly, more damage than you think. So, you feel nice tonight. That came out wrong. I'm usually not like this. It's just, you're really hard to stay cool around. It's not bad at all. It's just, I'm really bad at saying what I think. So I'm just gonna say stuff as it comes. So, here I go. I like you. If the kissing was an aside. You're nice. You're funny. And you have this kind of warmth about you. It's like, things just seem cooler when you're around. And I know how I always say I hate sappy stuff. And I do. But just being around you, even for just a moment, my heart just goes crazy. I liked it. I always look forward to that. I've been wanting to tell you how I feel for a while now. I was nervous. At first, I didn't think it was a big deal. And T-Rex came and captured us. Look, I'm not afraid of dying, okay? I don't care what happens to me. When you risk your life to try and save us. I got scared. If Twilight was just a second later. I can't stop thinking about it. Out of all of us, you are the only one in danger. I was just sitting in a bubble. You weren't. There you were, joking around and laughing like it was nothing. Even when he could have crushed you. I guess what I'm trying to say is, I love you. And that scares me. Because what if something happened to you? What do you mean, like what? You know what I'm talking about. What if you weren't fast enough to get away from him? What if he managed to grab you? If you died... I hope I never have to find out. I don't know what I'd do if I lost you. And even after surviving all of that, you really think no one cares about you? You're the most amazing guy I've ever met. And I don't admit that to a lot of ponies. Again, don't like sappy stuff. But I don't mind getting sappy when it's needed. I love you. You make me so happy. And I don't want to lose you. Say something. Anything. What? Hey, do you mind if I turn on the radio? I'm a sucker for music. Cool. It's been ages since I heard this song. It's so sappy. And I love it. Well, it's close enough. Get on your back. Just lay down. You comfy? Okay. You mind if I take over? Don't worry. I'll be careful. You just relax. Wow. So, it's kind of been a while. So, I might not be the best at it. Something I'm not a pro at for once. But really, are you okay with this? I probably should have asked that first. Are you? Well, okay. Just let me know if I mess up. Guess I still got it. Am I going too fast? Almost there. Come on. You okay? Yeah, I'm fine. Did I do good? I could tell you needed it. But now you gotta return the favor. I'm so wet right now. Why don't you be a good boy and clean me up?
I'm never saying that again.
Where are you, bunny? Hey, that tickles! You nervous? I can tell. Hey, it's okay. Just go slow. Don't rush it. I was gonna come so fast. You did really good. I'm actually kinda jealous. Well, I wanna do one more thing. What do you think? I can tell you like kissing me. Wait.
There's something I gotta tell you. This is my first time doing this.
Yeah,
so just take it slow.
Please be gentle.
I'm okay. Just give me a sec. Just... weird. In a good way, though. Sorry. Don't stop. Oh. That was amazing. Of course it was awesome. Well, I never really felt like that. I mean, I do it pretty much every day. But hooves can only do so much before it starts to hurt. Trust me, it hurts. You should totally do some stretches. Me? Tired? You're right! Shut up. You can tell me anything. Wait, so this is your first time? Can I confess something real quick? No, it's nothing bad, but I kind of been hoping that was the case. So that, you know, we could lose it together. I know that's probably really selfish of me, but I really wanted to lose it to you. I just didn't know how to talk about it, you know? I wasn't expecting the day to turn out like this. I didn't think we'd go that far. At least, not right away. I was kind of thinking of making it really special. Like, maybe after Wonderbolt's show. Or something. Well, you changed my mind. When you told me no one cared about you, I couldn't keep hiding it. Not again. Can I tell you something personal? If you're fine listening to it, that is. You sure? Okay. Back in flight school, there was this cult that I knew. And I liked him. There was always this spark. And every time I saw it, I could never get enough of it. And I think that was the best thing about him. Because it made him different. He didn't try pretending to be someone he wasn't. He was just himself. But I was too scared to just do anything with him. I guess a selfish part of me thought everyone would see me as some softy. So I said nothing. I started making excuses. But inside, I was screaming to just say yes. But I didn't. Not once. To the only guy that liked me then. He took his life. And it's my fault! It was my fault! I ignored him and did everything I could to avoid him! He did that because of me! Ha ha!